This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As the Arctic warms, Indigenous communities are looking for ways to adapt. Alaska Desk reporter Ayolna Niden spoke to Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding about the effort to preserve traditional ice cellars and more on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea.
Can you describe what Savoonga is like for our listeners who haven't been there?
Yeah, so Savoonga sits on an island in the Bering Sea between mainland Alaska and Russia, and it's truly gorgeous. On one side, the village is backed by rolling hills and mountains made of black volcanic rock. In September, when I visited, the tundra was golden brown, glowing in that evening sun. The village relies on marine mammals for subsistence. So boats, as well as whale and walrus bones, are scattered across the coast. The village of Savoonga itself is small. It took me maybe 15 minutes to walk from one side to another, but the landscape around it feels vast.
And what are some of the impacts of climate change that residents of Savoonga are experiencing?
Residents say that the sea ice that forms around the island has been less stable and less reliable. And that's important because hunters use the sea ice for hunting marine mammals in winter, for example, seals and walruses. Larry Kava is a local elder who says he has noticed the difference over the years.
It really, really affects our hunting. It started in the 80s. I try to tell the scientists our environment was changing. The water temperature was changing. They didn't listen.
Perry Pangobi is a Savoonga hunter, and he says that with ice disappearing faster, hunters find themselves out in the open water more, which means windier and rougher conditions for hunting. Pangobi also says that when bowhead whales migrate near the island, they usually tend to hang out around the ice edges, which makes it easier for the whalers to find them.
If there was a lot of ice around and there's open leads, it would be easier to run into whales. They would come closer to the coast to hug the island, but it's changing.
So yes, residents in Savoonga are feeling the effects of the changing climate in many ways.
Can you explain what a sikluwak is and how they are being threatened by climate change?
Sikluwak is a Yupik name for an ice cellar. It is an underground cache that indigenous people in the Arctic have been using for thousands of years to store food. But as the Arctic has been warming, residents in Savoonga and in other places say that permafrost thaw and erosion have been causing some of their ice cellars to collapse or flood.
You reported on some of the efforts to reimagine ice cellars in the changing world. What did you find out?
Yes, researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks have been looking at how villages in Alaska and also other Arctic communities in other countries, how they're reimagining the future of ice cellars. And what they found out is that despite the challenges and environmental changes, many continue using ice cellars and hope to preserve that practice. Michael Koski is one of the researchers working on the project. He says that while the climate is expected to get hotter throughout the century, the temperatures should fluctuate less underground.
If they're willing to go a little deeper and a little further inland, there's more of a chance of making a new cellar and maintaining those traditions.
And so people have been discussing potential solutions. For example, making new ice cellars at higher ground or potentially joining efforts in creating bigger community cellars. Koski says that in turn, Alaskan residents, especially elders, like storing food in ice cellars because the food takes on a certain flavor that they enjoy.
I think in all of these places, to some degree, there's a hold on to it because it's a tradition of the past. You know, it's an identity thing.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about your reporting from Savoonga?
In September, when I visited Savoonga, residents asked researchers about climate predictions, but they also stressed the resilience of indigenous people in face of environmental change. Elder John Wahagi says that Savoonga hunters continue to harvest marine mammals, and the warming is not detrimental to their way of life. He says walrus is one example.
They're still very fat, healthy. Polar bears are fat, they're healthy.
Overall, Alaska residents asked researchers about practical takeaways from their research to preserve rice cellars, and they also expressed interest in exchanging knowledge with people from across the Arctic and subarctic. In this way, researchers say that they hope this project can be a bridge between communities.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.